Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back and a beautician out the wheel. We're going downtown in the middle of the night.
We're back at 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, broadcasting live from Mr. Palmer's place, Bay Hill Country Club and Resort here in Orlando, Florida. Beautiful part of the world. Wonderful resort. It's just... My anxiety level just drops off the table when I come here. It's so peaceful and beautiful, and we just have so much fun here. I love broadcasting from this location, especially the event that we're broadcasting from, which is the National Advisory Council of the Arnold Palmer Hospitals here in Orlando. And somebody who's sitting in front of me is also a member of the NAC, and he's Joe Gibbs, Joseph E. Gibbs. And Joe is someone I met about 15 years or so ago. When he launched the Golf Channel as a co-founder along with Mr. Palmer. I'll never forget the smile from ear to ear as he stood there beside Arnold Palmer. I mean, this guy had hit the mother load, and he knew it, just being associated with Mr. Palmer. And so, folks, those of you who watch the Golf Channel, whether you watch it on purpose or you have to watch it because your spouse is watching it, you can blame Joe for that. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's all your fault, Joe.
It is.
And you know, last week, I told you this last night, last Sunday, I've got picture in picture on my television, and so I had the playoffs on one side, and I had the golf, on the other side from the Golf Channel, and they were side by side, and you know, and I looked over at my brother and my cousin were there watching. My wife was long-suffering, you know, and I said, is this a great country or what?
That's right.
So, Joe, for all golfers out there, for all who love golf, thank you for the Golf Channel.
Well, what people didn't realize is there's 27 million people in America just like you.
Yeah,
and
nuts.
They didn't realize how big the audience was.
They didn't know that.
They all thought we were crazy.
You didn't know you weren't supposed to do it, did you?
That's right.
I didn't
know any better.
Yeah. Now, how many times do you think in history that wonderful things have happened, wonderful developments, whatever it might be, from saving lives to things like the Golf Channel, because we just didn't know we weren't supposed to do it?
The first time after we were on the air and I was in front of the president of ESPN, he was trying to buy us, and we wouldn't sell to him. And he said,
that's a high-class problem.
And he said, we should have done this. I said, but you didn't.
And you said, that's the reason it's going to cost you a lot more.
Yeah.
when we're through having fun, right? So, but I remember that day. I'm serious. I remember the smile on your face.
Well,
you were pretty happy, weren't you?
I was.
But I should point out, folks, that this wasn't Joe's first rodeo. I mean, you'd already had been extremely successful in the cable industry.
Yeah, and
cellular industry. So he'd already knocked it out of the park, folks, doing some other things. So you had a little background.
This was my fourth startup.
But all of those were entrepreneurial.
Yep.
And what do you think has been the key to the success that you've had as an entrepreneur?
Tenacity. Most of the time when you start something like this, there's always things that you run into that you don't expect. Always walls. And you've got to figure out a way around them or through them. And if you just don't quit, then that's the answer, I think.
One of my favorite, I love that, because one of my favorite quotes is from Hannibal, the great general who crossed the Alps with elephants, if you remember that story. And his generals had gone out to find, you know, a way through the Alps. It was in the wintertime. It was snowing, obviously. And they came back and they said, there's no way through. And he said, we either find a way or make a way.
I'll tell you a little story. It happened right here at Bay Hill along this point with Arnold. Arnold, I had done the rich initial research and gone to Arnold and said, you know, I want to do this Golf Channel. And he,
now you do, now, I'm sorry. Oh, go ahead. I was going to ask about the research. Go ahead and take
okay.
the story.
And Arnold said, well, you know, let's look at this and work on it together. So over a period of several months, he had advisors talking to me, and he would say, yeah, let's do this. And then his advisors would say, you know, Arnold, this is too risky for you. If this fails...
Sometimes advisors are deals go to die, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And so about two or three different times, you know, he's feeling like he's got to back out. There happened to be a certain day right here at Bay Hill. We're in a conference room, Arnold and about three or four of his advisors, and we're talking, and they're telling him this, you know, Arnold, you can't do it.
All the reasons why it won't work.
Exactly. And he sat there for a minute, and he thought, and he looked at everybody in the room and looked at his advisors, and he said, gentlemen, if I hadn't tried to hit it through the trees a few times, none of us would be here.
What a great story. What a great – can I use that? Can I tell that story?
And after he said that, they all just shut up.
I bet.
And we went ahead and did the deal.
I bet. that's the kind of attitude that the reason we have things. The reason we have air conditioning and people are getting well these days with the medicines and we can hit a golf ball as far as we do now.
That's right.
You know, I love that attitude. And you know what? You just made a lot of entrepreneurs around the world smile when you said that just now, Joe, because so many people are sitting there right now with a dream, and maybe they've already started it and they're working on it, and they got these walls, these snow-covered passes that they're trying to get through, and these trees they're trying to hit through with their business, and they got all these naysayers, and including themselves.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you deal with the left side of your brain that's saying, are you crazy? Because that happens, doesn't it?
It does happen, and you do question yourself sometimes. It helps to have people around you that help support you at that time, you know, wives and family that say, we believe in you.
Yeah. A friend of mine calls those loving mirrors.
Yep.
They reflect back at you, yourself, but in a loving way. I like the way that sounds. That's excellent, excellent point. Folks, we're gonna take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Joe Gibbs. Joseph E. Gibbs, the founder, the co-founder. We got to make sure we say co-founder because Mr. Palmer was. But he was the vision, folks. He was the guy. If you want to blame anybody, if you want to give anybody a high five for the Golf Channel, you got to start with Joe Gibbs. Quick break, 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. I'm broadcasting live from Mr. Palmer's place. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Joe Gibbs is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Joe is the visionary, the guy who had the idea, who spent the money and the elbow grease to find out if the Golf Channel, if you could have success with a channel, a television channel devoted to golf. He was the guy who thought that might be a good idea, and he found some folks who believed in him, and he believed in his idea, and he put the deal together, and the rest is history. And so, Joe, congratulations on that. That great success.
Thank you, Bill.
Impacted a lot of people around the world.
Yeah,
right?
It's
global now.
Yeah, it is.
I want to talk about the Arnold Palmer Hospitals in just a minute. But before we do that, in a minute ago, you mentioned research.
Hmm.
It's very important that you, as you say, not only work, and as many people have said, not only work hard, but you got to work smart.
Right.
And a lot of small businesses are started without the proper research, and the gates, the road to bankruptcy is paved with a lot of poorly planned business failures.
That's exactly right. A lot of people start things on their gut feel.
Yeah.
Okay, and I think that's the problem. They're putting that out of perspective. Gut feel's got to come in there, but you need to have that on the end after you've done all the research.
Mm-hmm.
If you do all the research and you do all the groundwork and it still looks good, and your gut feel says, "Yeah, I don't want to do this," then go for it. But if you just say, well, my gut tells me how to do this, and you don't do the research, you're subject to failing.
Yeah. Well, that was and you had some major firms do some research for you for the Golf Channel. So when you go talk to someone like Arnold Palmer or someone like that, you've got to have the right stuff in front of you to show them that you've got something that...
I didn't even talk to Arnold about it until I had already hired the Gallup poll people. We had done a national survey, and it came back very positive. And the first thing I did after I got that was call Arnold and say, look, I want to talk to you about this. And I showed him the research.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, before we launched, there were three more research studies done, and lots of people got involved from the cable industry. I mean, there was a lot of due diligence done about this before we ever threw the switch the first time.
One of the things that you did, it seems weird to call golf a niche, but it is kind of a niche.
It is a niche.
And I believe that niches are where the fortunes will be found in the 21st century. And not only niches, but niches of niches. What do you think about that?
Well, it is a niche, but I'll give you some interesting information. ESPN is not a niche. It's broad-based sports.
Right.
Took ESPN 7 years to break even. We took four.
Wow. That's pretty good. Congratulations.
So
why do you think that was?
Well,
besides your outstanding management, Joe, what else do you think?
Well, we did have a pretty tight business plan, and we tried to stick to it, and actually we came very, very close.
Did I hear somewhere that you're kind of a tightwad, Joe? Did I hear anything about that?
Well, I probably could be accused of
that. That's your accounting background, right?
I could be accused of that. But, you know, when you're starting up on brand-new businesses, you better watch every nickel.
Watch the pennies and the dollars will take care of themselves.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, it worked.
You're a member of the National Advisory Council. As am I, of the Arnold Palmer Hospitals. What does that mean to you?
Well, I've had, in my family and friends, I've had medical issues, as you can imagine, just like every other family has had. And so first thing you do is think about, you know, the associations that you've had and this pain and suffering that you've seen. I have been fortunate enough to tour the hospital in the past.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing. To go down there, that neonatal unit, and see these little babies, a pound and a half, 2 pounds.
We're going there today, and I'm already dreading it because the last time I got so emotional.
They're growing them in incubators till they get to 9 or 10
you should
pounds
hold,
and send
folks,
them home.
You should,
and just
come and, you should just come and look at the diapers, the size of the diapers they put on these on these little babies.
It's incredible. And these children 15, 20 years ago would have never made it.
That's right.
They wouldn't be alive.
What's exciting, though, and this we're going to talk to in the next hour, we're going to talk to Dr. Bill Campanelli. Bill DeCampoli. I'll say his name right in a minute. About the cardio work that they're doing now, the research work that they're doing, where they're literally fixing babies' hearts in utero now.
Mm.
It's amazing.
That's it.
And they're fixing the insides, doing inside heart surgery through a catheter without opening the chest. Some of the and they're doing that at this hospital, and the research was done at this hospital. It's amazing.
It is.
Joe, thank you for being here. You want to give us a website? You got a new company? You want to talk about that?
Well, no, it's a private company, and there's really no point in it. But it is a Digital Media Arts College.
It's the one we need to. Yeah, give us the website.
Located in Boca Raton.
You got a website for that?
DMAC.
DMAC.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, DMAC.com, folks. Pretty cool place. It's a new digital media arts college. Four-year college.
Four-year college.
In Boca Raton. Yeah, good folks. Joe, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Good job today. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.